Welcome to this episode of TLPS, guys. Really exciting to be here with you guys to share my thoughts, because this is something that I've brought for some time now, and you know, it all stems from a place where I just get to think and just ask questions about some of the things that govern our world or this cosmos, like the rules, the principles that shape our world, and just to ask questions as to why these are the things that exist and what are responsible for the things or the way we live in this world. And of course, it is value and productivity. And of course, for those of you who've seen the cover art and those of you who are very much in tune with when we drop episodes, you already know that we're speaking about value and productivity. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because it's something that on more occasions than none, it always makes me to, when I hear about value and productivity, it always strikes a chord in me to, you know, really ask myself the question, what is my worth? And it's the same question I'm asking to everyone who's listening out there, like right now. What is your worth? What's your asking price? Like David O would say, hello, hello, yeah. Is it up to $1 million? If it's not up to $1 million, I don't know, beyond the starting era. But yeah, that is the question I feel like everyone should start asking themselves. What do you worth? What is the asking price? What price are people willing to pay to have you around? And I want to start this episode, which would further roll on to become a series as we journey through this topic of value and productivity. And I see the series being one that would make you have a comprehensive understanding of the power of value. And, you know, for you to make use of this knowledge in both your personal and professional lives, or in whatever context you might want to explore the many or the tremendous benefits of value and productivity, and with practical advice and probably even real life examples and maybe actionable steps, you should be able to have an elevated view about your self-worth and ultimately bring you closer to achieving your greatest success. And so just to dive into what we have to speak about today, I feel like in the fast-paced world of maybe business or academia or even personal growth, there are two guiding principles that often determine our trajectory, and that of course is value and productivity. Now, the way I see these principles, they are not just confined to the corporate realm. They extend their influence into our daily lives and ultimately impacting in our careers or relationships or even our personal fulfillment, as it were. And all I just want to do is just to share how I think this profound relationship between value and productivity can sort of bring some transformative potentials that would, you know, help us maybe as professionals or students or friends, anyone even seeking to make a mark in this world. Like if you want to be Mark Zuckerberg, value and productivity is something like you might want to explore. Now, the first question I asked when I started this episode was, how much are you really worth? And I know many of you are actually thinking about it. What is my cost price?
You just don't know me that some people, they might be thinking that maybe I'm worth 2 cowries.
But that's a lighter note. I wanted to pick that you're not just your job title or your paycheck. You are an intricate blend of skills, of experiences and talents. And your worth extends far beyond the digits in your bank account. Of course, it's important to have money. We all need money. But it encompasses the value you bring to the workplace and your community and even your social circle. And that's why it's sort of makes me think or reflect on how much our society often gauges our self-worth through financial lenses. But the real measure of our self-worth lies in our ability to create, to inspire, and to even contribute positively to the lives of others. And it's high time, I think, we start to redefine what it means to be valuable, starting with understanding your true worth. Again, what do you worth? Based on everything or just the tiny bit of detail you just heard about all of this, begin to ask yourself, what do I worth? In a world that often emphasizes material wealth as the primary measure of success, it's easy to fall into the trap of equating your worth with your net worth, of course, because that's just how it is. However, your true value is far more profound and multifaceted than the numbers in your bank account. Your worth begins with recognizing that you are unique and you are an irreplaceable individual, and you possess possess a set of qualities and skills, experiences that no one else in the world can replicate precisely. Yes, it's the truth. And your worth is defined by the contributions you make to your community, your workplace, and the lives of those around you. And bringing this to a professional realm, your worth extends beyond your job title, like I said, or even the task you perform. It encompasses your ability to solve problems. It encompasses your ability to make critical decisions or to even inspire others. Just to see your worth as something that is not just measured by what you achieve, but also the positive impact you have on maybe your colleagues or clients or even the organization at large. Think of your worth as a blend of tangible and intangible assets. Yes, tangible and intangible. So tangible assets that now would become maybe your education, your skills, your professional accomplishments, and all of those kind of things. And maybe your intangible assets will now become qualities like empathy. And this is something that we never really get to talk about, but it's very, very crucial. Things like empathy, things like leadership, things like your ability to collaborate effectively. You see, your worth lies in the harmonious fusion of all of these elements. And it's important to realize that your worth is not static. It's a dynamic concept that evolves as you grow, as you learn, and as you adapt. Your worth can increase as you acquire new skills, probably, or gain diverse experiences, and even enhance your ability to connect with others. Moreover, I see that your worth is not solely defined by external validation. You should note that inasmuch as external validation is good and is useful and it proves to be profitable sometimes, and while recognition and reward from others can be affirming, your intrinsic self-worth should not be the foundation of, you know, what you're trying to build. So it should not just be on external validation. Believing in your capabilities and acknowledging your potential and even nurturing your self-esteem are crucial components to recognizing your true worth. And I know you probably must have been hearing this over time, but the fact that you are still having to battle the fact that you don't know your worth and you still are saying, oh, I've heard this over and over again, it shows that you're not actually putting in the work to make sure you have a reconfiguration of a mindset that helps you understand your true worth. And in essence, what I'm trying to say is that your worth is immeasurable and boundless. It's not constrained by societal expectations or even financial metrics. And as much as financial metrics are good, it's about understanding that you have unique set of qualities and experiences that make you valuable to your world. And when you start to embrace this perspective, you not only unlock potentials, but you also empower yourself to make meaningful impact in the lives or the people around you, because your worth is your greatest asset. And it's time you start to recognize and celebrate it for what it is. Your value determines your price. Now, in a world that is driven by perception, the value of your project is often reflected in opportunities and rewards you receive. But consider this: if you are not perceived as high value, it's challenging to command the recognition and compensation you desire. And I feel the secret lies in becoming highly valuable. So when you are trying to make something work, but you're not getting the compensation you desire, maybe it's high time you just step up your game. Invest in yourself continually. Expand your skill set, broaden your knowledge, and cultivate a mindset of growth. You need to strive for excellence in all your endeavors, and that ultimately becomes the surest path to becoming highly valuable, because as you ascend on this journey, others will naturally recognize your value, and this can even lead to doors of opportunities swinging wide open. I once had a conversation with a friend a couple of days back. Shout out to Daniel, by the way. And we're talking about some couples who only think they have to bring to the table, it's just sex. And that led us to ask a question: what do you bring to the table? I find it very funny that some people cannot have meaningful conversations without talking about things that are so inconsequential. Like, it's so crazy to find out that there are people who cannot really have full conversations. I want to make full conversation. I'm talking about conversations that are full of content, things that are profitable, things that are productive, instead of things that are just so basic or even crass conversations. And it makes me ask the question, what value do you bring to the table? Now, to unlock your full potential, I think it's vital to constantly ask yourself, what do I bring to the table? Because this question serves as a guiding star in both your professional and maybe your personal life. And it encourages you to focus on your strengths and to channel your efforts on things that actually matter and to set you on course for success. Because value isn't just about what you can do, it's also about how you make others feel. Are you an inspiring leader? Are you a supporter? supportive colleague. Are you an innovative thinker? These are things that make you more valuable. The more value you provide to those around you, the more your life will flourish. Now, speaking about even being a supportive person, many people try to downplay that aspect of value because support is also a sign of value. If you're this person that people can always count on to say, yo man, Yinka is my guy. Once I need the support, if I want to do something, I'm running to Yinka. I want to be that kind of person that you have an idea and it sounds so crazy. Shout out to Francis, by the way. Francis told me one time, like, is that I'm one person that if he has the craziest of ideas, I will tell him it's possible.
Except the one that maybe let's go and rob bank. Which, of course, we cannot go and rob bank. And he has never told me that, and he would never tell me that. But what I'm trying to say is, just be that person who believes in people, who believes in the fact that people's dreams can come true.
The fact that you can think about it means it actually does exist. Be that supportive person. And I think, or I believe, like, in the dynamic landscape of personal and professional interactions, you need to understand the unique value you bring to the table. Because this is crucial to building successful relationships, one, and even achieving personal growth. What your value is, you know, or what value you bring to the table is what can help you leverage on meaningful connections and opportunities. And you might be wondering, how can I bring value to the table? And I just highlighted a couple of things to maybe put you in direction to understand how you're even offering value that you don't even realize. Number one is expertise and knowledge. Shout out to Tom Taxi, by the way. He's one person I know that is super, super smart and has an incredible dose of knowledge on most topics. That's someone that when you have a conversation with him, you go back thinking, you go back motivated, you go back inspired, you go back wanting to do more. This is someone that you have conversations with and you're wondering, what am I going to do in my life? That's because he brings expertise and knowledge to the table. And one of the most tangible forms of value you can bring is your expertise and your knowledge. Whether you're an expert or you're a seasoned professional or even simply well-informed on specific subjects, sharing your insights sometimes can be immensely valuable to others. And it positions you as the go-to resource or a source of wisdom. Number two is maybe your problem-solving skills. Your ability to solve problems efficiently and effectively is a very highly sought-after skill that people need to start embracing. And if you're someone that has great problem-solving skills, that's value, man. Number three is creativity and innovation. Now, the way I see creativity, which of course I'm very passionate about, many of you know this because you definitely have heard of me saying many times about Afin Creatives on Cool, because I see creativity as the engine of innovation. And if you have a knack for thinking outside the box or generating fresh ideas or even, you know, inspiring creative solutions, that is your own unique dimension of value, because creative individuals are often catalysts for change and progress. Number four is leadership and guidance. Are you a thoughtful leader? Are you someone who has qualities such as vision or communication skills or even the ability to motivate others? That can just be your value you bring to the table. Number five is support and empathy. Like I said, many times we don't even explore this channel or this groundbreaking mine, if that's okay for me to say, of empathy. You see, emotional intelligence and the capacity to provide support and empathy are invaluable traits that many people are so not aware of, and they refuse to explore that realm. Sometimes being there for others during challenging times and even lending a listening ear or probably offering genuine care can be profound indications of value, because trust me, everybody wants someone who can listen to them. Sometimes when someone even comes to meet you and they're just talking, they don't want advice. Just shut up your mouth. This is what they have to say. Sometimes no advice they're looking for. They just want to talk. And since they cannot talk to chair or talk to breeze so that they don't look crazy, there's a human being. So sometimes just listen. Just listen and don't say jack. You don't have to sound like a sage and give your take on whatever it is. Just be there to listen. Have empathy. Be there for people in their challenging times. That is value. Number six is network and connections. Your network is often as valuable as your skills. And if you have an extensive network of contacts, or you can connect with people or even facilitate collaborations, that can open great doors for you. And your ability to bring individuals together is a serious game changer. You should never despise that. If you're this outgoing person who has amazing social skills, shout out to Tomo once again. He told me something a couple of months back, and he said some of the things, or one thing that can make you progress in your financial or in your professional career, is your social skills. Beyond your knowledge, how well can you connect with people? How well can you facilitate collaborations between people? So your social skills is something that would help you scale in your professional career. Number seven is reliability and consistency. I've heard a lot of people tell me a lot of times, like, yo, Yinka, you're consistent, you're this, you're that. Maybe I am, but I think there's a lot more to do, because I see reliability as a cornerstone of trust. And if you're known for your dependability and consistency in delivering on commitments, you bring a sense of security and peace of mind to others. And just to reference about dependability, a couple of months back was Dami's birthday. Many of you don't know Dami. Dami's a superstar. He's a big boy at Neuro. Shout out to Dami, by the way. So he was celebrating his birthday. And one thing that someone had to say about him was, Dami's dependable. And it actually struck a chord for me to say, yo, you know what it means for another person to say someone else is dependable? That is something, and that is value. And one thing I know about value is that once you provide value, you cannot be ignored. You cannot be set aside. And being reliable and being consistent is value at the table. I can mention a lot of things that show you're valuable. Things like positivity and motivation, things like integrity and ethics, things like adaptability, things like time efficiency. It's time efficiency. Shout out to Enki Nkalantu, the earliest person I've ever met in this life. Yeah, she's a serial late comer. But that's just a lighter note. Time efficiency, or time and efficiency, is something that you can actually build on as value, because efficiency in managing time and resources is a precious gift. And if you can help others, you know, optimize the processes or save time and even achieve their goals more effectively, you offer a tangible advantage. Now, with all those things said, I just want to say that you need to start to recognize the value you bring to the table. You need to start identifying the things that make you unique. You need to start seeing that, yo, what is this thing that can make me just stand out? It's not just about what you do. It's also about how you do it and the positive effects you create. And by consciously harnessing and refining your value, you not only enrich your own life, but also become a more influential and indispensable presence in the lives of those around you. And that is my time on this episode of TLBS. In our next episode, we're talking about how far can people go to keep you around. And that's something you don't want to miss, because there's a whole lot I think we should share or even talk about that. And so this is my time on TLBS, this episode. Please make sure you share this link to others. Try to listen to this again, because this provides so much value in itself. And thinking about it over the course of the week made me so enthusiastic to talk about it. And I had to really go do some digging deep and to just have some soul searching as to what value I bring to the table, even on this podcast. And I hope with all of these things I've shared, I've been able to convince you and not confuse you. The value of productivity is the number one language of our cosmos. Till our next episode, stay safe. Cheers.